John Deere.
Yep.
It'll be grill. Everything task oriented.
Craftsman tools.
App tools.
Yeah.
So make Dad happy so he can go out and work.
Should be Smith and Wesson.
In the yard. It's Smith and Wesson, right. Or you like Camelot. This Father's Day, make Dad happy. Wake him up and say, Dad, go down to the strip bar. Enjoy yourself.
You know really what most dads really want, and I used to get it every once in a while, would be with, hey, leave you alone.
When yeah, getting, leave you alone, right.
I mean, like, my Mother's Day weekend, this weekend with my wife going out of town, that might as well be my Father's Day Father gift.
Give Dad the gift that'll give all day long. Have him wake up to an empty house. Leave him alone. A house without anyone in it.
And Buzz, will you be celebrating with your kiddies? Are you buying cards for Marcia from the kiddies?
I will probably have to come up with something, yes. From the cats to
he's
their
lying,
mom.
No, he doesn't have to. You are off the hook kind of on that holiday, aren't you?
Pretty much. I could let it slide and get away with
you
it.
You just do it just to be nice.
Yeah.
I don't think you could because you have a new kitty now.
That's true.
Now that you have the
Monty.
New kitty. Monty is Buzz's new kitty.
Yeah.
Buzz and Marcia have a new kitty.
Uh-huh.
You know, it might be a good weekend for like a ride on your motorcycle. Oh, you don't have a motorcycle. You could rent one. Oh, no, you don't have a license yet.
No.
You have a license. You don't have a motorcycle.
That's right. I know.
Hold on. We got to break, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Now, this is the way it's going to be.
All right, Judge.
Don't you have something to do?
Yeah, we're doing our show.
Yeah. I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Hey, chill out.
What's up, dude?
I thought that's what it was.
No, that's what was, Judge.
Oh, we ain't going in looking guilty.
Okay.
The number one radio show in Toronto, the Don and Mike program.
So sometimes the judge in the Michael Jackson case just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Judge Melville?
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Yeah, it seems, you know, I finally figured out, Mike, it seems to be a tape that replays a bunch of the different sayings over and over again. Every time we speak to him, he's not saying something original.
You know, you might be right about it. I just noticed that.
A dumbass amateur.
Well, maybe we are because we didn't notice that earlier, Joe.
As my Mexican friend said.
Yeah?
Well, what?
Why? Now you just stop.
What?
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
You're going to remind me of what?
Why, what?
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
Well, Bernie, what are you talking about?
He has said that to us before, though.
Damn it, he has.
He has said we're burning daylight.
Can't be that hungry. They're showing off.
Oh, what a sucker I feel like.
You mean to tell me that it's not really him?
Who's the best?
Well, I guess you are, pal.
Judge Melville, I'm talking directly to you. Say something original.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Yeah, see, now I'm suckered in again.
Yeah, me too. All right, Judge. Well, as always, you've had the final word. It's Mother's Day on Sunday.
We all know what that means.
Okay, you got the Jimmy Dean thing now. Mike, don't worry about talking, making noises.
Okay, laughing.
If you happen to laugh during this experiment.
Good.
Jimmy Dean put a record out in, 1980, I think. He made this record called I.O.U.
1980, really?
I think so. At least that's when I was introduced to it.
Okay, all right.
By Michael Scott Shannon.
Very good.
And it's about Mother's Day. So if I do this right, I got all my tapes over here. Hold on.
Very good. This will be great.
Well, no, Buzz.
No. No matter what happens, this will be great.
It might not be great.
All right, here we go.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm hearing you!
I'm not hearing you.
Here we go.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom, past the credit cards and the baby pictures and the green stamps, you can usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry of some kind. And I was cleaning out my wallet the other day, and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs.
Thank you!
Some of them 30 years overdue. And the funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I just kind of thought that maybe now Might be a pretty good time for an accounting.
Yeah.
Mom, you listening?
And the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert!
King of comedy.
Rupert! Are
you
crazy?
Hey, hello.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, Mom!
You fell sleeping. Lower it.
And I just kind of thought that maybe now might be a...
What's the matter with you?
...for an accounting.
Mom!
Mom, you listening? Oh, Mom, I owe you for so many things.
You loved it. You love to make me hit you.
A lot of different services. Like night watchman, for instance, for lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards. And me coming in too late.
Rupert! Everybody. The bus is here. It's early. Try to be on time for once.
I can't believe this. I gotta go now. Yeah, I gotta catch a bus. Jerry, take care of yourself. Baby, be good. Good luck in Rio.
Oh, you had the eye of an eagle and the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house.
I love you, Mommy dear.
I love you, Tina, darling.
How are you for services as a short order cook, chef?
Tina, you haven't touched your lunch.
It's raw.
Huh?
It's rare, not raw.
It's got all this red juice and they push on it.
Then don't push on it.
Baker. For making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and big old strapping boys out of leftovers.
Herman!
What?
Get me a soda with some ice in it.
I owe you for cleaning service. For the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand. And for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life.
Forget it! I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
And for washing and ironing that no laundry could ever do.
You love it, don't you?
You love to make me hit you!
For drying the tears of childhood and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services as a bodyguard.
Your friend had an accident. He's dead. You got bullied and he hopes to take care of me.
For protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares and too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention. For nurse.
Oh, for nurse?
For nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and sprained feet.
You lost again.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair to win twice.
But nobody ever said life was fair, Tina.
And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh, no. Important things like, if you don't quit scratching that, it ain't never going to get well.
You love it, don't you? You love to make me hit you!
And if you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that. And probably the most important was, boy, you be sure you got on clean underwear in case you're in an accident.
Barbara, please! Please, Barbara! Leave us alone, Barbara. If you need anything, ask Carol Ann.
Wonderful. This is wonderful!
And I owe you for veterinary service. For feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of the rope.
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, my God! Poison!
healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going through some pretty tough times.
I miss you. Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids you coming down here.
For wonderful productions of Christmas.
Oh, what? Hang on!
Birthdays. And for somehow making make-believe come true on a very limited budget.
I love you, Mommy Kid. I love you, Tina, darling. How that is that?
I owe you for construction.
Darling, rare meat is good for you. The doctor said so. Meat loses its vitamins. It's overcooked.
I've had my vitamins this morning. Pills.
For building heights and confidence and hopes and dreams.
Wire hangers doing in this closet what I told you. No wire hangers ever!
And somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing together a family so that it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows. And for laying down a good, strong foundation to build.
Come in! What the hell's going on out there?
Nothing, Mama. Walk her up.
Who are you talking to? Who's in there with you?
Nobody, Mama.
I owe you for carrying charges. For carrying me on your books for...
I love you, Mommy dear. I love you, Tina, darling.
Necessities of life. Things that a growing boy just gotta have. Things like,
What wire hangers doing? And then closets!
A pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for it.
Answer me!
And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget.
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter!
When there were only two pieces of apple pie and 300.